He closed his eyes, pulled some straw over himself, and dropped off into deep sleep. Wilbur and Charlotte were glad to be rid of him for a while. At 9 o'clock, Mr. Arable's truck rolled into the fairgrounds and came to the stop at Wilbur's pen. Everybody climbed out. "Look," cried Fern. "Look at Charlotte's web. Look what it says." The grown-ups and the children joined hands and stood there, studying the new sign. "Humble," said Mr. Zuckerman. "Now isn't that just the word for Wilbur?" Everyone rejoiced to find the miracle of the web had been repeated. Wilbur gazed up lovingly into their faces. He looked very humble and very grateful. Fern winked at Charlotte. Lurvy soon got busy. He poured a bucket of worn slops into the trough, and while Wilbur ate his breakfast, Lurvy scratched him gently with a smooth stick. "Wait a minute," cried Avery. "Look at this." He pointed to the big blue tag on Uncle's pen. "This pig has won first prize already." The Zuckermans and Arable stared at the tag. Mrs. Zuckerman began to cry. Nobody said a word. They just stared at the tag. Then they stared at Uncle. Then they stared at the tag again. Lurvy took out an enormous handkerchief and blew his nose very loud. So loud, in fact, that the noise was heard by stable boys over at the horse's barn. "Can I have some money?" asked Fern. "I want to go out in the midway." "You stay right where you are," said her mother. Tears came to Fern's eyes. "What's everybody crying about?" asked Mr. Zuckerman. "Let's get busy. Edith, bring the buttermilk." Mrs. Zuckerman wiped her eyes with the handkerchief. She went to the truck and came back with a gallon jar of buttermilk. "Bath time," said Zuckerman cheerfully. He and Mrs. Zuckerman and Avery climbed into Wilbur's pen. Avery slowly poured buttermilk on Wilbur's head and back, and it trickled down his sides and cheeks. Mr. and Mrs. Zuckerman rubbed it into his hair and skin. Passersby stopped to watch. Pretty soon, quite a crowd gathered. Wilbur grew beautifully white and smooth. The morning sun shone through his pink ears. He isn't as big as that pig next door," remarked one bystander, "but he's cleaner. That's what I like." "So do I," said another woman. "He's humble, too," said a woman reading the sign on the web. Everybody who visited the pig pen had a good word to say about Wilbur. Everyone admired the web, and of course nobody noticed Charlotte. Suddenly a voice was heard over the loudspeaker. "Attention, please," it said. "Will Mr. Homer Zuckerman bring his famous pig to the judge's booth in front of the grandstand? A special award will be made there in 20 minutes. Everyone's invited to attend. Create your pig, please, Mr. Zuckerman, and report to the judge's booth promptly." For a moment after the announcement, the Arables and the Zuckermans were unable to speak or move. Then, Avery picked up a handful of straw and threw it high in the air and gave a loud yell. The straw fluttered down like confetti into Fern's hair. Mr. Zuckerman hugged Mrs. Zuckerman. Mr. Arable kissed Mrs. Arable. Avery kissed Wilbur. Lurvy shook hands with everybody. Fern hugged her mother. Avery hugged Fern. Mrs. Arable hugged Mrs. Zuckerman. Up overhead in the shadows of the ceiling, Charlotte crouched unseen, her front legs encircling her egg sac. Her heart was not beating as strongly as usual, and she felt weary and old, but she was sure at last that she had saved Wilbur's life, and she felt peaceful and contented. "We have no time to lose," shouted Mr. Zuckerman. "Lurvy, help with the crate." "Can I have some money?" asked Fern. "You wait," said Mrs. Arable. "Can't you see everybody's busy?" "Put that empty buttermilk jar into the truck," commanded Mr. Arable. Avery grabbed the jar and rushed to the truck. "Does my hair look all right?" asked Mrs. Zuckerman. "Looks fine," snapped Mr. Zuckerman, as he and Lurvy set the crate down in front of Wilbur. "You didn't even look at my hair," said Mrs. Zuckerman. "You are right, Edith," said Mrs. Arable. "Just keep calm." Templeton, asleep in the straw, heard the commotion and awoke. He didn't know exactly what was going on, but when he saw the men shoving Wilbur into the crate, he made up his mind to go along. He watched his chance, and when no one was looking, he crept into the crate and buried himself in the straw at the bottom. "All ready, boys," cried Mr. Zuckerman. "Let's go." He and Mr. Arable and Lurvy and Avery grabbed the crate and boosted it over the side of the pen and up into the truck. Fern jumped aboard and sat on top of the crate. She still had straw in her hair and looked very pretty and excited. Mr. Arable started the motor. Everyone climbed in, and off they drove to the judge's booth in front of the grandstand. As they passed the Ferris wheel, Fern gazed up at it, wishing she were at the topmost car with Henry Fussy at her side.